This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 474 for Thursday, July 11th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are pushing higher on Thursday afternoon in what a trader calls routine fluctuations. At the final settlement, the November canola contract gains $4.30 at $622.20 per ton, and the January contract adds $3.50 at $631.10 per ton. Support for canola is coming from upticks in the Chicago soy complex, as well as small increases in Malaysian palm oil, while European rapeseed nudges downward. Crude oil is slightly higher, providing some direction to the oilseeds. The trader cautions the markets could become jittery as the crops press further into summer. He says the prairie heat wave has allowed crops to catch up with good yield prospects. However, he warns any turn to bad weather will affect canola. Saskatchewan reports its canola is 84% good to excellent. The Canadian dollar is lower on Thursday afternoon, with the loonie at 73.33 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 73.42. The United States Department of Agriculture issues its export sales report, and for the week ending July 4th, old crop soybean sales come in at 208,000 tons. New crop sales exceed 191,000 tons. As for old crop soy meal, export sales are 53,100 tons plus 22,800 tons in new crop. Those for soy oil amount to 9,700 tons of old crop, while new crop has net reductions of 3,500 tons. U.S. corn export sales are more than 538,000 tons of old crop and over 116,000 tons of new crop. Wheat sales exceed 240,000 tons. CONAB in Brazil says the country's soybean crop is to be 147.34 million tons and a total corn crop is to add up to 115.86 million tons. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures turn around to close higher on Thursday. The November contract tacks on 0.75 cents at $10.68 per bushel. August soy oil advances almost 0.8 cents at 47.12 cents per pound. August soy meal is up $3.20 at $342.40 per short ton. Also in Chicago, September corn rises 4.5 cents at $4 per bushel. September oats jump 18 cents at $3.14. The U.S. wheat complex is on the rise as Chicago September gains 10 cents at $5.71. Kansas City September increases 18 cents at $5.84. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September adds 8 cents at $6.19. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday, July 11th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.